Well, Merry Christmas, Mike, Rob, and Josh. May your holiday be filled with all the peace, love, and warmth of the season. And maybe, just maybe, a little snow on Christmas morning.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
And welcome, everybody, to a special edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. These mini episodes we're bringing you between the holidays of Christmas. And I can't believe I didn't silence my own phone.
Bruh.
Okay. And hello, everybody. This is a special Mike O'Mara Show mini episode that we've decided to air between Christmas and New Year's Day because, you know, we're on vacation, but we wanted to provide you with content lest you forget how our voices sound. But good news, folks, it's not just me, it's my children as well. Julia is joining us from Richmond. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
And Robert is in the basement with me, and he is complaining that there's no room at the desk for him. So
too small for me.
Yeah, he's going to be crabby, I think. But anyway, we wanted to talk about Christmas's past, and I guess Christmas present, not Christmas's yet to come. And I would like to start, because, you know, I always tried to make Christmas a big deal, and Mom did too. And I have to wonder, now that you are 22 and nearly 25, is that right, Julia?
No.
24.
24 tomorrow.
I got close. I got very close.
I guess I'm closer to 25 than I've ever been, so.
Okay, very good. And you'll be even closer after this podcast. You know, growing up through all the years, I always remember as when I was a kid, Christmas was a big deal. So I have to ask, and one of you will jump in here, was Christmas good at our house growing up, or did we fail in any significant way?
Christmas was always awesome. You and Mom always went above and beyond and made it very memorable for us and always got the gifts that we wanted and had the food that we wanted at dinner. So, it was always a good time.
All right, Julia, you too?
Yeah, growing up, you would always say, the rules are in place to make the game more fun. I quote that often, and I do think you are quite the man of tradition and holding these rules, really.
What are some of the rules that you remember?
Like coffee in the morning.
That is still something we do to this day.
Does it trouble you that I don't? It's like the only day of the year that I have a cup of coffee. Does it trouble you that I still have to make coffee before you guys come downstairs?
Yeah, it's either that or you guys are very just unprepared.
Last year might have been your first like cup of coffee in a while since your ailment.
Yeah.
You had a lot of cups of coffee and you were very hyper, which was...
Yeah, I was off caffeine for a while.
Yeah, I remember right after that, all the caffeine would get you going crazy.
And of course, Mom, with her mimosas, she gets less crazy as the day goes
on. Oh, yeah. So, she gets sleepy. Yeah.
What, do you have any favorite, Julia, you can lead on this one, any favorite Christmas memories growing up?
I've liked just as we've grown up, it's obviously all about the presents growing up, right?
Like, of course.
Now it's nice that we don't even open presents before breakfast. Like that used to be the thing. We'd have to open them, rip them open all before breakfast. But now we sit down and have our nice breakfast and FaceTime with like Grandpa Bob and stuff, the people that can't make it. But I like that. I just like spending time with the family. It was really fun having Jabril over. I remember being...
That's what I was going to say.
Well, you know, people that don't... But... I should thumbnail who Jabril is. Jabril was Robert's best friend, and he actually was closer in Julia's age, I think, than Robert. But they were thick and thin. They were like peas and carrots, as Forrest Gump would say. And he was Muslim, so he didn't celebrate Christmas. And we asked his mom, Amina, if he could stay here Christmas Eve and wake up Christmas morning and see what it was like. We did that for Easter as well. And it was so cool because, I mean, as great as Christmas is, imagine never having the ability to celebrate it and then you're actually part of it. So I thought that was very cool. I'd forgotten about that, Julia. That's funny.
Yeah. We really upheld the traditions and it was very serious. Like Robert and I would never sneak downstairs. I feel like that's something that a lot of kids.
Yeah, no, I always really listened to it. Like, I wouldn't even like peek over the stairs or anything like that. Even when I was little, I wouldn't.
With like Jabril's curiosity, I think we stayed up really late. I do remember that. Like, we were all in Robert's room. And at that point in time, Robert had a bunk bed with like a bed on top and a trundle bed on the bottom. And it was like the three of us in the room. Like, I remember we stayed up really late. Yeah, we never stay up late now or like even wake up early. I know I have to like knock on Robert's door like, please wake up.
Yeah, the last couple of years it's had to be Julia waking me up, which is annoying, but then you wake up and it's Christmas and,
well,
it's all okay.
You guys are a little bit like me in that I was never a wake up and get the parents up kid. I was, you know, I'd sleep. You don't have that urgency like so many kids have, that, you know, it's time to get up, it's time to get up, it's time to get up, it's time to get up. And you were always pretty chill about it.
Yeah. So were we ever like that, or did we like ever do anything?
I think Robert one time came and got us. I think once. I do love and I relish making you guys stay on the steps, because when you're on the steps, you are literally 3 or 4 feet away from the presents. But you're up in the...
You can't see anything.
And you can't see anything. And Mom and I are just drawing out that moment as long as we can. Now, this is a little darker, but do you have any bad Christmas memories?
Okay, I have two. One of them is not really Christmas related, but it is holiday related.
You just want to get it off your chest.
I want to get it off my chest. There was one year, this was actually the Easter that Jabril...
Oh, that Jabril stayed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Robert, I remember I wasn't feeling well, like I was sick. And Mom usually does a lot of the like shopping and preparing. But I remember this year, looking back on it, we were told that this was like a year that you prepped everything. And we were ungrateful, and like you returned all of our, not only did you return all of our candy at the store, Robert said something, you have to remind me of the quote, but it was something like, it's not my fault the Easter Bunny brought us candy.
It was the rabbit. The rabbit brought us candy.
I don't even remember about this, but like you guys bring it up so much that the candy really had to be pretty bad if it's getting returned. So really, I don't think I'm the bad guy in this situation.
To be perfectly clear, Mom insisted that we return it. I overdid it, and I don't think it was bad candy. It's not in my genetic makeup to buy bad candy. I buy good candy.
Black licorice.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't buy black licorice.
Jelly beauties.
The rabbit was mad. That's the deal.
Rabbit was mad. Okay, I have a couple like memories that are maybe a little off color, but they're not all necessarily bad. There was one year you were making fruitcakes with Shay Show, and this was years before you guys started making the fruitcakes in the big kitchen. And I remember I was just waking up. It was winter break, so I probably slept until like 12 p.m.
Sure.
It was upstairs. And
Madame Queen enjoying her sleep.
Something horrible had happened in the kitchen, and I hear quite the commotion. And I go downstairs, and there's blood everywhere. You have dropped the food processor blade and sliced open your finger.
This thumb right here, I still have a scar.
Well, not really that. Not only did he drop it, he tried to do a like a Justin Jefferson type of catch on it, because he dropped it and then all in the same drop went down and tried to grab it like with the same hand.
And also, it should be stated that right before this happened, literally seconds, I said, now, Robert, if you ever use the food processor, these blades are extremely sharp, so you have to be careful. And I did. I tried to catch it, and I cut my finger. There was blood on the floor. There was blood on the counter. But you're missing one of the key points, Julia, is that before you came down and saw the blood everywhere, I yelled up to you in your bedroom. I said, honey, I'm going to the emergency room. And you said, okay. There are no questions about it, about what went on.
I remember being in the kitchen for it, but I had not a care in the world, because this was before everyone had phones and everything, but you had your iPad and you were letting me play Angry Birds. So
sure.
That's all I cared about in the moment.
But it was a great time to have one's mom around, because, yes, even as a man of 45, I had my mom drive me to the hospital where I got stitched up. I left one blood stain on the floor for a little while as a reminder to myself. I know. That is a bad memory. Julia, that was off color. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more and see if you guys have any questions for me or any complaints or anything like that. There's got to be a problem somewhere, because I'm not God knows I'm not perfect. We'll be right back. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a very special mini episode with the SPIWAC 3. And we'll be back after this.
Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel? Connecting with family and friends? Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, plus the built-in True Accent feature. You know I love this. Gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen.
The nicest things are happening because it's Christmas.
And we're back. It is a mini episode of the Mike O'Mara Show with Robert Spiewak Jr., Robert Spiewak III, and Julia Addison Spiewak. I should remind people that your middle name, you were named after a character on Moonlighting.
Yes, it's a good fun fact that I like to share often.
Is that what you would do like in classes when you had to introduce yourself and say a fun fact?
Not usually to people my age, but if I'm...
Well, they're not going to know, are they? Robert, it's pretty cool to be a third.
Yeah, I don't know anyone else that... I know some juniors, but I'm the only third that I know.
I love the fact that Robert is now going by Rob occasionally at college.
1B. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a 1B'd Rob, which throws me a little bit, but I'm glad. It's fine. I always hoped you would be a Robert or a Bob and let me be Rob.
I just recently took a big step of now I close my emails with Rob Spiewak.
You just want it so you can have my jingle, since I already have it.
Well, I save so much time dropping the four letters. But three.
Well, yeah, and thank God there's not an extra B.
Rob Spiewak!
All right, Robert, I'm going to toss it to you. Any questions for me about you guys growing up? Anything about me as a parent that you want to address or rat me out on? Or I know there was some talk about a phrase apparently I use too much with you guys.
That's like not even Christmas related.
But it is. It is
coming up like context. Julia and I claim that my dad and I say, woe be unto you. And he has no recollection of this.
Oh, I'm sure I did. But I think it would have to be when things were really bad, yeah. I started issuing that.
Well, I was listening to TMOS on maybe 2 weeks ago by the time this airs, and it was like the tagline of their commercial, basically, of my dad saying it. So, I mean, not only did you say it, but you planned to say it, too.
Yeah, I wrote it. What's the maddest you ever saw me, do you guys think?
I have a...
Oh, Robert? Okay.
So I remember, and I'm only saying this because I just don't want Julia to steal it, but... It was during that big earthquake in like 2010, maybe, and you were doing something and it had to be time sensitive or you were already having trouble with it, but you're already not in a good mood.
Right.
And Julie and I are just messing around upstairs, like just making a bunch of noise. And you already came upstairs. My dad already came upstairs, told us to like be quiet because he's doing so and so. About not even 5 minutes later, we get a huge earthquake, which we don't usually get.
No, we don't get earthquakes. And it wasn't huge, but it was very big for this area.
Yeah, it was big for us. Yeah,
people in Los Angeles are laughing at you right now.
Yeah, 100%. But my dad, you know, we hear him, the stomps coming upstairs. And he's like, what did I just tell you guys? Or we're like, no, I mean, we weren't doing anything. I swear, like, we were just watching TV. And then he thought we're lying. And that
that's another lie. But it was an earthquake. So, okay, I was pretty mad then, but I guess I got us
like, not even
once I found out that it was over. Julia, any thoughts of me being horribly angry?
One for me and one for Robert. Like growing up, my biggest chore was doing the dishes and Robert was usually taking the trash out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like putting, if we got like soda, like a pack of soda from Costco, Robert would usually be the one to put those in the fridge.
I hate seeing stuff like, you know, pulling one Coke out of a package.
It drives me nuts.
Freaks you out.
If my roommate's listening to this, stop doing that.
But yeah, you would freak out if it was not put in there correctly. And that is like a thing that I have like adopted, these things. But doing the dishes, I'm still bad at doing, but you would get really mad at me if I didn't do the dishes on time.
One thing I remember telling both of you is that, you know, I know it's no fun to take out the trash or do the dishes, but one of these days you're going to have a roommate and the roommate is going to kill you because you would leave stuff in common areas. And it was really a life lesson. I wasn't just being a jerk.
Well, thank you.
No, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Do you guys have any questions for me or questions about stuff I said? Or because I will say that I didn't endeavor to make your childhood different. But it was a very different childhood. Like, Julia, for example, I don't think there's anyone else in your graduating class that was told for a significant length of time that Wayne Newton lived under their bed.
Going to Las Vegas was like real exposure therapy for me. He was everywhere.
But you made it through, okay?
You made it through.
My hands are shaking as I'm speaking about this.
I know I have a question for you. I'm curious because I want to hear your answer because I don't have my answer. But all right, there a gift that you got me? Yeah, let's just say me.
Okay.
That you were more excited for you to see me open it, like more than usual. Like, is there a gift that stands out?
This is going to be silly. When Julia made the Robert action figure, I didn't even give it to you. I was just so excited to see you open it.
That was a good surprise because I knew Julia was doing something like big or like kind of crazy, but I had no idea what it was because I think Julia like blocked me on TikTok for it.
I know that Julia actually went online and ordered a empty plastic box that figures come in and packaged it like it was a brand new off-the-shelf store toy of Robert, or as he was calling himself. He wasn't Rob then. He was Sauce.
Saucy Speedway.
So was there one that you were not thinking of that wasn't that?
Like for myself?
Yeah.
I just remember one year, this is like a Christmas that sticks out. I mean, it's totally because of the gifts, but I remember getting like, I got an Xbox and then a TV and it was like,
must be nice.
Yeah, it was like at the time, no kid should have got all of this, but I did and I felt so blessed and it was literally everything. Like, I wasn't even asking for some of the stuff. They just knew that I would want it, and everything was perfect. So, I mean, that Christmas sticks out, especially now, like, how significant video games are in my life, like, professionally and personally. Yeah, it's a good memory. I'd say that, probably.
An investment in your future? Can we get by with that?
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Okay, cool. Julia, do you have any gifts that totally blew your mind when you opened them? Probably not. You and Mom conspire on so many gifts that you kind of know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I feel like Julia knows exactly what she's going to get. Like, it's hard to surprise you.
But anything that has, you know, sticks out in your mind is a remarkable opener for you.
Being like 7 years old and receiving a Wii was like, that was the crazy.
Oh, I remember that.
It was awesome.
That was awesome. I think it was like through Brass Camp or Camp Fantastic, but there was this winter something and they had a giveaway or a silent auction and there was a Wii there and I remember really wanting it, but then we obviously didn't get it. And then that Christmas we got it and it was so sick because those were all the rage at the time too. Like everyone wanted a Wii.
I even played that.
Yeah, I mean, back as far as like, I still play a Wii like at school with some of my fraternity brothers that have like in their apartment. And
the loser brothers?
No, the cool ones, because they hang out with me.
That's right. Exactly. All right. Now, I do have a question for you guys, and I don't know that I've ever attacked it this way. I just got to know, because first of all, thank you guys for coming on the show. I know that Robert has done it. I know that you have done it, Julia. I know it's not your guys' favorite thing to do is to do interviews with your dad.
I love it.
But
I love talking about myself.
But that said, when you were growing up and I put you guys on the radio from when you were tiny, I mean, and a lot of people say you're abusing, you know, the relationship with your child and you're using them to put them on the radio. I loved hearing your voices on the radio. And I love the fact that it allowed me to tape you guys and preserve it. But when you guys were growing up, when did you realize that my job was sort of out of the ordinary And did you ever think it was cool what I did, or was it always just the way things were?
I always thought it was pretty cool, but I do remember thinking it was, I don't want to say weird, but I will.
Okay.
Like, first day of school in elementary school, middle school, whatever, I'm doing attendance, and then my teachers will say, you know, Robert Spiewak, and say, hey, your dad, is he Rob Spiewak? And I'm like, yeah, what do you, like, okay. Being in this area too, like when I worked at fireworks, I'd see people come in sometimes. They'd know me through you. And I always thought that was really, I don't know, I thought it was cool, but I mean, I could see that being weird if I wasn't as
I understand,
like, social as I am.
I think our listeners are pretty cool though, and it's not like they're going to come after you. Because I remember when you guys were really, really little and we were in Iowa, Carrie and I were talking to Steve Bridges at our radio station. And we said, where are the kids? And you were on the video stream of the station just dancing. Yeah. There's a live camera in the studio and you're dancing and we're looking at it all. And I said, you know, they really have no fear of media. Because I said, guys, that's going out all over the world, what you're doing. And you're like, yep. And you kept dancing and having a blast. So, Julia, did you ever think it was weird? And again, I'm not trying to position this as like I'm some sort of grand celebrity in any area. It's the fact that when you do stuff, I talk about it, and that your life has been open for so many people for your whole life. That's got to be kind of a drag in some ways, I would guess.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting and different. And I'm definitely, I feel like, a more private person than Robert. And I do, there has been, like, being completely honest, there have been times where I've been like, hey, I would appreciate that, like, not being shared.
I understand. We've all made the mistake. We've all made that.
Yeah, I know it is kind of, it comes with being the child of someone who does this for a living. So it is a little strange to have people, even people who mean well, like, know things that I didn't know they knew about me.
Yeah, I've tried to keep it courteous and above board, but I can understand, you know, it's got to be weird. If you're, like, spotted by someone and they know stuff about you, it takes some getting used to.
Yeah,
like, when we were in Vegas, too, I thought that was not weird, but again, because I personally think it's cool, but they're coming up to me and talk to me about stuff, I'm like, my first instinct, you know, I'll answer, but then I'm thinking about, I'm like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think it's cool.
Well, you both were the stars of the Las Vegas show this year.
It was
Robert's first time doing something like that. I went to New Orleans and I brought my boyfriend, and I brought my boyfriend to Vegas too. So
is it the same boyfriend both times?
Yeah.
It's okay, because you don't jump guy to guy. Do you want to say hi to him?
Hi, Jack. He's not going to listen to this.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Yeah, Jack. Happy birthday. He's 25.
Yeah. It's like definitely throwing him into the deep end, like understanding. I know it's weird. I recognize like this is a weird, abnormal thing, this experience, but him seeing it too, he's like, whoa.
Always been there your whole life. I mean, yeah. I was already on the Don and Mike show when you were born and when you were born. So every time you saw me doing this quote unquote job, that's all you knew me as. And so you got sort of, you grew up with it. From on the outside looking in, it's got to be weird, I would think.
I honestly think the opposite, because like going back to Vegas, like meeting all these listeners that know about me and then, you know, where I come from and where I am now, you know, they've really, some of those people have watched me like grow up my entire life. Because I was really born in, I'm not sure about Julia, but I know you were already like doing this kind of work before I was born. So I was really
doing work before mom and I were married. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were born in 2001.
Nope.
Two. Julia was born in 2000.
Yeah.
Well, I know Julia. I just have to see in my head, you guys are 2 years apart, but it's really 21 months. So the math doesn't always jive. That's all.
Yeah.
So
did you like announce when mom was pregnant, or more of like after we were born? Like how private do you consider yourself like with the listeners?
Pretty open. I think we waited to the second trimester for you both to announce it, that you guys were on the way. I do remember that for Julia, I know exactly where I was when I found out mom was expecting you. And I was in New York City because that was pre 9/11 and we were still going up there. And I was at Tower Records near Columbus Circle in the front left quadrant of the store. They still had a few 45s. And I was looking through the 45s and my phone rang and mom said, well, we're going to have a baby. And I was with, I think I was with Lisa Herndon Broyhill and Mike. And she said, but we can't tell anyone yet. So what are your hopes for Christmas this year? Anybody?
Me?
Julia, you go first. Yes, because you made the noise. Eh?
Roast beef and mom's sweet 7-layer bars. She always wants to be pressing butterscotch chips, but I will make sure there are butterscotch.
I know what you do. Here's what you do, since you use our card anyway. Go on Amazon and have them ship.
Whoa.
Smart, right?
It's an accident.
I've had that accident a few times too. You don't have anything material that you want?
That's the thing. I'm really struggling this year. I like just moved into my first apartment on my own, and I just bought everything I wanted. And it wasn't until like mid-November where I was like, oh God, it's my birthday and Christmas. I don't really have anything at all that I want.
Well, you'll get a few things, I'm sure. Do you have any wishes? I'll get to you in a second, Robert. It's taking a while because you're so tall.
Yeah.
Do you have any wishes for the new year, 2025?
Wishes for the new year.
Because the past few years have been kind of rotten, as far as I'm concerned. I don't want any more deaths. I've had a lot of death and dying in the past couple of years.
That part really sucked.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
I want to win a lot from gambling this year. After Las Vegas, I've really been into gambling and stuff. So,
what if we got you a tiny, tiny roulette wheel? You can keep it for apartment.
Fine. Yeah, I want to have more hobbies like playing roulette and playing blackjack and shooting dice.
I think shooting dice is excellent. You really did take to blackjack kind of like a duck to water in Las Vegas. And I do like when you said, when I come home, we should go to Charlestown and gamble. I said, you realize the tables up there are $25 minimum and I'm not staking you any money. And you said, oh, well, maybe we'll just think about it. We can play blackjack at home and bet like pieces of fudge or something.
Robert, my younger brother, but he took care of me, teaching me how to play blackjack and asking the pretty lady for another cranberry juice for my sister, please.
And Robert is an excellent blackjack player. I've never seen anyone lose slower.
I really will take that.
We had the worst time when we went up to that casino in Flintstone, Maryland.
Oh, my God.
We couldn't.
We want to think about tonight. We went at midday. We're the only people there, and we're just getting rinsed by these people.
We were getting rinsed. Well, we tried to go ham on the slot machines, and we got rinsed.
See, I told you can't say that anymore.
I'm sorry. I'm going to low-key stop saying it. So, Robert, what are your hopes for the new year? I know graduation has got to be heavy on your mind.
Yeah, my biggest goal of 2025 is I want to start a full-time position in a field in esports. That's my goal.
I'm curious, if you guys could describe gambling in one word, what would it be?
Thrilling.
Yeah,
thrilling.
But also...
tricky.
So, right.
The rules are put in place to make the game more fun.
Would you say that's the theme of your childhood with me as your dad?
Yeah, I'd say so. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you know, it drives Mike crazy. I say it on the show every time we play a game. He hates it. He hates having the rules in place.
Right. It's actually a big problem for me.
Because you follow the rules or not following the rules?
It's my biggest
weakness. Because I love following the rules. Yeah, my biggest weakness is how good I am at following the rules.
I care too much.
Yeah.
I'm too motivated.
I'm a perfectionist is my biggest fault. Where has following the rules even been an issue as a grown-up for you?
I went to art school. I love following the rules, and they hate that. They like when you think differently, but me, I love thinking normally, and I love being normal, and everyone is just too weird.
Isn't the printing world, is that where the straight-laced artists go, the world of printing?
I'd say so. That's what
What about the glass blowers? What are they like?
They're wacky. That's why I hated it. I took enough classes to say I minored in glassblowing, which is also a funny fun fact to share with millennials that you know, but I am not very good at it.
You made the anthuriums, right? Was that glassblowing?
All the stuff I saw you make is really cool.
Everything you've made artistically is great, Julia. I almost called you Linus, but I still love you.
Oh, my God.
I normally call you Linus.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I'm getting there. I confuse names. I'll just get to soon while I'm just... Hey, you. Hey, you.
I did call out mom for calling Linus's middle name Addison. And mom.
Oh, my God.
It's Barker.
Yeah, that's what I said, but she caught herself.
That's funny. I had no idea. All right. Anything else you guys have left that you want to ask me or roast me or tell me what I blew when you grew up?
On a serious note, what's your New Year's resolution? Because this will air right before.
Yeah, this will air on the it's I think today's Boxing Day. We're doing this show live.
Yeah.
No.
We're recording this October 11th.
My New Year's resolution is, you know, I did lose a lot of weight. I put some of it back on, not nearly all of it. I want to get back down a little bit. I just want to continue with the choices I've made over the last 3 years. That's all. I've been happy. I've been healthier. I think I'm doing okay.
I think you're killing it.
Well, you're sweet. You're sweet. You guys are killing it. I couldn't be any prouder of you guys. So do you have a resolution, Julia?
Gambling, smoking?
Yeah, I'm going to pick up more gambling and smoking.
No, that's good, because I'm getting you an ashtray for Christmas. And with this
blown ashtray,
it could be a shame if you couldn't use it.
I know. I've adopted this from my boyfriend, but he doesn't do resolutions, but he decides like what his year is going to be, the most blank year. So last year was the most serious year of his life. And
why was it so serious?
He just decided that. He's going back to school, so that's pretty serious. And I decided that this year was going to be the cutest year of my life. I don't know what I'm going to
do. Are you
going to
be mindful and demure?
No, I don't like that.
This is going to be the most dangerous year of my life.
I was going to say, I think my last shout out is, I want to say, Mom does a lot of the Christmas gift giving, and I know that's not what Christmas is all about, but she really makes it happen for us. But you...
She always has.
Like, a couple years in a row, you've gotten some extra money you don't tell Mom about, and you buy us some pretty silly things.
Well, one that I was forced to return, not unlike Easter candy, was the CO2-powered pistol that you guys were holding.
God, that thing was dangerous.
It had little darts on it.
Tractor supply, and you joined us.
I was just talking to Mom about this. Christmas Eve, Tractor Supply, my dad will be there.
I will be there, and I will kill it in your stockings like I always do. And keep in mind, before we had to return the pistol, one of my favorite videos ever is Julia holding a couch cushion and Robert shooting her, and then you teaching me how to watch it in slow motion. That's one of the all-time favorite gifts I gave you, and Mom was not happy.
That's what I really thought you were going to say when I, instead of the action figure Julia made me, I thought you were going to say that.
The pistol was fun, and the fact that you guys each had one, I really anticipated, like, target practice. And Carrie was like, don't open up those extra CO2 cartridges. Yeah. They're going back. And that's just such a slap to the face.
I've never been a kid that, like, gets a gift and then immediately starts playing with it. But as a 21-year-old receiving this little CO2 pistol, I instantly set it up and was shooting it.
It was
great. So fun.
You know what? Maybe we can revisit that this year. Christmas Eve, Tractor Supply, maybe I'll find a coupon or something. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, you guys have been very generous with your time. This went longer than I thought it would be, and I've had an absolute blast. Thank you for availing yourself to me. I know that because of me, Mom did her best, but because of me, there were weird aspects to your childhood. There are things that I regret having done, but all told, I hope it was okay, and I love you both very much. And it does my heart very good to see you embracing tradition, because I know it will continue after I'm gone. So thank you both.
Yeah, love you too. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Make sure you guys follow the rules.
Julia, you missed it the other night. Dad was airplaying his phone to the TV and going through his camera roll.
Oh, he loves doing that.
That's what you missed the other night.
You, Julia, you taught me how to throw from my phone to the TV. So it's your fault.
Way to go.
Never done that.
Any closing words to the audience or to me? Julia, you first.
I say that my MacBook charger is broken, and we made it about exactly to the end using this charge I had left on my laptop. So
does that count as a Christmas miracle?
Yeah, I'd say.
Awesome. All right, Robert, closing thoughts, greetings, shout-outs.
Shout out Nikki Diamond.
Light it up.
We bet your life.
All right, everyone, thank you for listening. Merry Christmas. Love you guys. Love you two guys the most of all. But thank you for staying with us. And we will have an episode of the Mike O'Mara Show Classic tomorrow and more stuff next week. So tune in. So until next time, Gary Krimble, everybody.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Santa has to travel to many different places and visit many children of many, many races. You'll learn about these places and the kids from other races on the Christmas Travelogue.
Santa understands all the different celebrations, the rituals and customs of all the different nations. You'll learn about these nations and the different celebrations on the Christmas Travelogue.